and Kenneth is a jackass to Lane. We don't know why Kenneth is being a jackass to Lane, but he is.
We're not going to mention Kenneth shows up on friggin' horseback with a whip.
Yeah, just, well...
And when he's angry at people, he just...
Yeah, from here on, he is just all riding crop all the time.
Now listen to me. I want this, and I want that, and... Always slapping my hands. I don't know why.
Just pointing and smacking. Kenneth's chungus.
Meanwhile, Gigi's in the background looking at it and going, Anyway, moving on. Sorry, I couldn't resist.
Oh, I wanna be a machine. Yes, I wanna be a machine.
And good evening. This is the Recap for Mercury, a special episode this week, this month, because we are talking about Mobile Suit Gundam Hathaway, the movie. The reason why we're talking about Hathaway is that we have to, because in order to fill this time slot, Bandai has done a bunch of TV recuts of stuff, but because of their deal with Netflix, we are never going to see the TV version of Hathaway. Just never, never going to happen. But we thought to keep the feed active and keep y'all engaged, we would say, all right, let's review Hathaway the movie from 2021, based on the novel Hathaway's Flash by Tomino. You know that guy. And
kill them all.
Kill them all. And this episode is brought to you by WriteStuff.com. And in the spirit of Hathaway, it is brought to you by WriteStuff's Kasee Gundam versus Penelope Funnel Missile Effect High-Grade UC Model Kit Set. This is still in stock at WriteStuff. It is still in stock. And you know what it comes with? Well, it comes with a high-grade Kasee and a high-grade Penelope and an action-based one and a different, very similar action-based one. And it comes with all the little yellow fancy pieces to make the funnels fly around off the back of the action base one. Yeah, and it is available for you to buy. The link is, of course, in the description so that people can you know, write stuff will give me money. Some money.
Yes, I reviewed both of these kits on this channel. They are both good kits. And I did not get the one that comes with a fancy, you know, missile effect where you buy them as a set. And from what I've seen at my local hobby shop, it's actually a better deal to get it this way.
Yeah, it is a price break on the plastic.
Right. You have to buy the action bases plus the kits, and you can't buy the effects parts, but just to buy the kits and the metal kits, you would pay more if you bought them all separately.
I believe it. I believe it. All right, so this movie is directed by Shuko Murase, who was an animation director on F91, an animation director on Victory Gundam. He was the director on Witch Hunter Rob Ergo Proxy. He was a key animator on Stardust Memory, and he was the animation director on Mobile Suit SD Gundam Mitsuri SD Sengoku Den Tenka Taihen, which I think is the Scooby-Doo one. I think it is either the one where they are playing Capture the Flag or it is the Scooby-Doo one.
Please repeat that sentence. The Kai Kai, the guy who gets Kai Kai, the Kai. I think that's the Scooby-Doo one.
Yes. So, Mobile Suit SD Gundam Matsuri SD Sengoku Den Tenka Taihen. I think that's the one that is Scooby-Doo.
And that'll still be more... And that will still be more Scooby-Doo than Velma.
He was also an animation director on Mobile Suit Zeta Gundam, A New Translation. And, and the screenplay was adapted by Yasuyuki Muto, who has did the screenplay for Unicorn and Divers Re-Rise. So this is all people we know. These are people we like. And so we are picking up in UC 105. Hathaway is now 25 years old and totally just an average botanist. Totally normal botanist going to from space to Earth to do botany. First class and like ultra first class. This space shuttle has like quadruple wide chairs on this thing.
The chair, I don't think you can buy that chair. I mean, it is huge.
It is so big.
You can have two people in that chair and still have plenty of room.
They don't, like, private jets don't have chairs this big anymore.
Oh, no. No, you can't, you couldn't fit that on a private jet. But yeah. It's massive chair, lap of luxury. And the only minor nitpick I have is everyone's drinking out of these fancy champagne glasses. And they have, you know, champagne and OJ and who knows what else in there. And, like, they see it floating around in zero gravity. I'm like, that doesn't work.
No. They like, okay, there's like, this little – I was actually going to bring this up. There's, like, this little detail that when you look at them, the top is, like, sealed. Like, there is – they have faked a straw. Like, when you look at the champagne flutes, there is, like, a little – almost, there is like the space juice nipple is inside the glass. You can totally see this. I swear to God, you can see this.
Stop. Rewind. Space juice nipple.
You know, like the little bulbs that everyone drinks out of in other space shows.
Space juice nipple and bulbs? What's happening right now? What are we talking about, dude?
I am using words. Words, goddammit.
I want to stay on YouTube, dang it, please.
It's been 15 seconds. Bam. I'm pretty sure I can say cuss words now.
Okay, fine. But yes, okay, fine. They're drinking all the straws. Even if that's true, like, okay, you guys are too fancy for a friggin' baggy of Capri Sun now. It has to be in fake, you know, fancy glasses. How boozy can you get?
Yeah. And we see people chatting about this new character, Mafti, who is doing space genocide. That's what he does. He wants to genocide everyone to do good for the Earth.
Well, I like that, like, every time it pops up. I mean, every Gundam series we've had since Charge Counterattack, they say this. He says, there's rumors that Mafti is Char-Asimal reborn. Like, damn! They just can't drop shit.
Third or fourth time by now?
Right. By the time we get to Unicorn War, I think we're on six.
Well, they're going to do Unicorn 2, aren't they? They're doing Unicorn 2 soon.
Full frontal. Even more full and even more frontaler.
Fuller frontaler.
Fuller frontaler. Full frontal part. Yeah!
Too frontal, too full.
Too frontal, too furious. Anyway.
A gap plant drops off some space terrorists. Die Hard ensues.
Yeah, quite literal space pirates. One of them is literally dressed as a pirate.
Yeah, they all have masks.
And the guy in charge claims to be Mafti. He's wearing a pumpkin on his head because that's, of course, what Mafti would wear. And he starts holding them all up, and I'm gonna take over. And one of the big wigs, the Health and Human Services Minister.
Yeah. The whole plane is full of ministers, more or less. One army guy, Gigi, who is cryptic. She's just cryptic and blonde and weird, and totally normal botanist. Hathaway Noah.
My question is, I saw two Secret Service guys who both got shot pretty dang fast.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry, all these important people on this jet space thing, and we got two guys?
I will give them a bit of credit, because no one expects a gap plant to just dock without... Like, the pilot had to have been in on it. He had to have been.
Well, he's considering he's dead. It didn't work out well for him. But, yeah, I was like... At the same time, like, they docked, like, there was no Jesta or a Jagan or a friggin' ball sent to escort them? Nothing?
Nothing. A couple Rizels just positioned off the wing, right?
Friggin' Rizel. One guy in a ball. just floating there. Up here comes a bad guy ship. Here comes a, what was it, a goplet? Here comes a goplet. Now I'm not picking that fight. Guys, come help.
Yeah.
Get on the friggin' radio, dude. It's one of those balls that have three bazookas on the top as opposed to one, like they have an F-91.
One of the serious balls when they realized that they needed to outfit these things for bear.
Health and Human Services Minister, whatever he is, pops up, and he is prototypical bureaucratic bullshit. My good man, sir. I mean, he's got a handlebar mustache. I mean, my good sir, if you could come over here and sit down and we talk this out, I'm sure we can come to an equilibrium. He did. And the pumpkin mafty guy's like, well, he did. And his wife gets up screaming and runs into the wall, which I laughed at and I probably shouldn't have.
She knocks herself out.
Which I felt really bad for laughing at that, but I did.
It.
I'm not proud of it.
It is animated funny. It is animated to be funny.
And then he orders someone to come clean up the mess, and our boy Hathaway says, I'll do it. I've cleaned up bodies before. And at the same time, I say at the screen, yeah, ones you've caused.
Yeah, and so as he's tagging the body, Hathaway hears Quest or Gigi or both tell him to just go for it, and then he just wrecks the entire place.
Yeah. And we also have one of the captains that's going to take over at this base he's heading for. And he does save his life. I mean, the first guy he takes out pretty fast.
Yeah.
Grabs the gun, and one of the guys in the back points a gun at him and probably is going to kill Hathaway. Captain knocks him down, takes the gun.
Yeah, Captain Kenny. Captain Kenny just saves the day.
Yep. Hathaway bolts to the cockpit, shoots one guy, hops up, does a flying arm bar on the other because he thinks he's Ronda Rousey, and forgets there's still one guy left. He's like, whoopsie doodle.
Didn't count before you drop the gun. Always count your guys before you go to melee.
And as a bit, it's literally a Joker who literally laughs like the Joker before he's going to shoot him, and then he gets his brain blown out. Right, Captain Kenny again. And Kenny has a great line. He goes, so that was your plan, huh? Didn't really work out too well. He goes, actually, I just kind of started moving.
Yeah.
He goes, please tell me you're joking.
This
I mean, we just survived because you went on instinct?
Yeah.
Jeez. Yeah.
One of those days. And then we get the opening song, which they told both vocalists that they were doing a Bond theme. One of them was doing a Shirley Bassey belter, and the other one was doing a banger closer to View to a Kill or The Living Daylights. And someone just said, let's just mix these two together.
Yeah, it is very, very Bondish. I mean, it's not quite Skyfall Bondish.
Yeah.
No, it's not that epic, but it's up there. They land. But they also mention, I like that they do keep this across the board. They don't call it Char's Counterattack. They call it Char's Rebellion. They said, it's been 12 years since Char's Rebellion.
Yeah.
Or what I like to call, that time Char tried to kill Earth.
You know, just a near extinction event.
Yeah, well. Do you realize how big that asteroid was he was going to drop on Earth?
It was very big. It was very big.
That was like kill the planet.
That was it.
The whole thing.
Just one shot.
Moving to space. There's no place else to go. Anyway. Except for Jupiter, but we know how that works out.
Yeah.
Thought it was interesting that I don't know if it was GG or if it was Quest, but it's almost like a two-way call. As he can listen to her and he can kind of talk back. And it becomes fairly obvious right away that Gigi goes, okay, I know who you are. She doesn't quite come out and say it, but she has a very strong inclination. And if they are new types, shouldn't they understand each other immediately?
So Gigi is introduced doing the Sherlock Holmes thing to a guy. Like she just straight up just, oh yeah, you stop wearing your wedding ring. You're this, I figured out you're that. Just leave me alone. I'm done with you. Right? Like she does the trick. She does the trick. And
she's got a mind palace.
She does the trick, and she tries to pull it on Hathaway, and Hathaway just laughs it off because that's the sane way to hide that you're like, I've just been accused. I've been accused of an interplanet of being an interplanetary terrorist.
Yeah.
I'm going to laugh because that's a crazy thing for someone to say. And I, an interplanetary terrorist who does not want to be caught, am going to say that.
I don't, like I said, I'm not 100% sure she's a new type just because she knows, but does she know, or does she just pretend she's
She might just be guessing to fuck with people. She does a lot of things to fuck with people.
Oh, yeah, that is her M.O. She gets a literal kick out of fucking with people.
Yeah.
Literally and figuratively.
It is not clear the degree to which Hathaway is talking to Quest new type way, or Hathaway is talking to Quest because he's psychotic. That's ambiguous. I mean,
the only thing that I hope it's Quest is because of all the horrible things Hathaway's done in Zeta and in Charge Counterattack. He deserves to be haunted by that bitch. But
all Hathaway did in Zeta was fall into the sea.
He couldn't get the Gundam to fly. The Gundam has two modes, walk and fly. And he crashed it to the one place it can't go, the water.
He was kidnapped and he fell into the Hong Kong Bay. He fell into Kowloon Bay. He's a kid.
Just saying.
Eight.
He's a moron.
He fell out of a boat. This is all he did in Zeta. Get kidnapped, fall into boat. What happened? What Cats did after that? Cats, he's a fuck up.
Yeah, I'm picking Cats. Either way, fine. Okay, I'll skip ahead. He killed what's her face in Charge Counterattack.
He absolutely did kill Chan. Absolutely did do that.
And he deserves to be haunted by that bitch.
And we find out that his actual record, murdering Chan, has been suppressed. All we know is that, I definitely flew in Char's Rebellion. Don't ask me, don't talk to me, it's all behind me.
Did you get any kills? Yeah, I'm sure Dad helped him out with that.
I think everything, well, I think a lot of that just got sealed up because it's just like, so the rocks stopped because what happened? I can't explain
right.
it. Right. Yeah.
Big glowy field move a big ass rock. What? I don't know how else to write it, okay?
The power of love. It's a curious thing.
If that pops up, never mind. Seal it all. We just don't talk about it anymore. Boom.
Just close the records of everything. Bright, you talking. I don't know how to explain it. Fair enough. Yeah. Who's going to explain
new
it?
Bullshit.
Amuro? Lala?
No, nobody's left to explain it. Good old-fashioned UC elites. When the plane lands, they drop the emergency slide. Everyone's getting out. And while they are unloading the dead bodies, one of them, you can literally hear him go, oh, man, why'd they bring us here? We're going to miss our connecting flight. I'm like, dude.
You just saw two guys die hard a plane. You did not get you did not get hit by stray assault rifle fire.
No.
You can wait for your connection to Australia. You can wait for your connection to Australia.
Enjoy the Philippine nightlife. Go to that restaurant they keep advertising.
Davao? But, yeah.
There you go.
No, well, Davao is the city they're in. They're...
No, the one with the B.
Oh, been to a Jollibee? You've never been?
There's no Jollibees around here, no.
All right, I guess they're only slowly getting into North America. The fried chicken is fine. The spaghetti is weird.
I don't want to go to a place that sells fried chicken and spaghetti.
That's fair. It's your choice. It's your prerogative. I don't like the spaghetti, so...
Column A should not mix with column B.
They don't serve it on top. It's just... you.
Thing, chicken waffles, good. Chicken spaghetti, bad. I don't make the rules, Scott.
Okay.
All right, anyway.
Speaking of not making the rules, the cops just hand Hathaway a blank check and a two-room suite at the nicest hotel here.
Yeah, in the penthouse, at the best seat. with an infinity pool and a giant room. Like, this is the best seat in the house. How the hell can a police department afford this?
Yeah, later on, he's going to talk to his spy friends, and they're going to be like, yeah, we ran this. It doesn't actually connect to a bank. There's no balance. It is literally infinite. Right. This is the infinite money card.
Right. What can you buy with this card? Everything.
And they just give him one. They just give him one.
That's odd.
Speaking of things, so this is based on a real hotel, which means that they used a source photo of the elevator for this real hotel, and it has the most baffling set of elevator buttons I've ever seen in my life. There's four rows, and there's blank spots, and the numbers aren't in the right order, and I had to freeze frame this elevator panel like three times to try to figure out this elevator panel, and I just couldn't. My brain broke.
You gotta hit a certain combination to get your room. 26, 37, 48, 12, jackpot. Ding, 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 ding. Woo! And then it spits out a bunch of coins, and you get to go to your room.
Yeah. So he's like, okay, the cops are like, hey, we'll talk to you in the morning, even though there's no reason really why anyone doesn't, like, they don't explain. Hathaway wants to talk now. The cops seem to have time now, but no, we'll do it in the morning. So, like, he gets the infinite money card. He goes to the nicest hotel with the nicest suite on the nicest floor. And then Gigi's like, they gave us two room suites. I'm bullying you into sleeping in one of the rooms in mine. And I'm like, huh?
Yeah. Like I said, she likes fucking with people. Literally,
she just gets what she wants all the time.
If you are blonde, blue-eyed, stacked like a brick house, and smart as a whip, that usually happens.
Fair enough.
Just saying. You got the looks and got the brains, you generally get what you want.
Yeah.
You got one or the other? Not necessarily.
So anyway, Hathaway unpacks his carry-on, and he goes to his spy meeting at product placement. Get some fried chicken. Yeah. Does some spy stuff.
With no spaghetti.
Without Thank only God. They got a small box of fried chicken and no spaghetti.
We get our. I mean, I was when we were talking about Unicorn back in the day. I always remember every Unicorn episode had a conversation.
Yeah, we're going to sit and talk about the themes of Gundam for a few minutes.
Right. And it was always interesting. I liked the different conversations we had. This one was with the taxi driver, which it's good to know that even in the future, taxi drivers are weird. Because this guy's weird.
This guy's a bit odd. But I want to pause before we get to the taxi driver. Because the cops show up, and the cops have a Jaegen. And they just start shooting. They have an anti-personnel gun mounted to the Jaegen's crotch. It's where it is. And they just start firing into the street. There's no loudspeaker warning. There's no, hey, everybody, IDs ready. No, just shooting people. Just shooting at things. And I'm like,
To be fair, if you're in a giant walking mech, if you're not paying attention and you get shot, that's your own damn fault. It's kind of hard to miss.
They just shoot the cops just start shooting at things, and we don't know why. And Hathaway immediately jumps in a cab, and the cab is very chatty.
Yeah, and the cabbie, they talk about Mafti and Char and all this bullshit. And he's got a great line, which I wrote down. And, you know, Matt and Hathaway's speaking on about, we're trying to save the world. We're trying to make it, you know, protect the world. And he goes, the world seems okay right now. I'm not talking about now. I'm talking about 20, 30, 40 years from now. And he goes, and I wrote it down. If you got to work, you don't have the luxury to think that far ahead. You got a point. Like, you got bills due tomorrow. If you got to eat, and if you need some place to sleep, screw 10 years from now.
Like, Hathaway's got a 1,000-year plan for Earth. This guy.
Right.
Has a plan for the end of his shift.
Right. He can't plan that far ahead. He's got tomorrow kind of plans.
Yeah.
hoping yeah. he's got enough to make money to make, you know, the shift that he can eat tonight. He's probably going to be okay. Tomorrow? And he's sleeping in that cab. You know he is.
He might have an apartment on the edge of town.
Maybe. But yeah, you can really make those big 1,000-year plans when you got the blank credit card, the blank check credit card, and you can buy whatever the fuck you want, all right? When you got up millions upon millions upon millions of dollars, you can make all the plans you want, buddy.
It's real easy.
You can change the world. You can do it.
So so Hathaway gets back to his hotel, orders room service. Gigi is now going on a date with Captain Kenneth. We got a trippy nightclub scene while Hathaway eats room service in the dark like a normal person. Like a normal person. You know, I order my room service in the dark all the time.
At bare minimum, turn on the damn television, okay? But yeah, I'm gonna get my plate of meatloaf and peas and mashed potatoes. I'm gonna sit here in the dark and eat it.
Yeah, just sit here in the dark. Hathaway, normal guy.
Right. Gigi earlier was trying to, let's be honest, fuck with him. He comes out and she's in a state of undress because, of course, she changed in the middle of the living room. That's where you change. And, he came over. I'm going to go on a walk. And she, had the door wide open from the living room. And, oh, my God, what are you doing? And she's like, and even Hathaway's like, fucking really?
Really, guys? Like, this is dumb. You're being dumb. Don't be dumb. And she's mad at him for, I don't know, not reacting the way she wanted him to.
Right. And then she purposely, she obviously does not like Captain Kenneth, but she wants to fuck with Hathaway a little bit, so. Hey, Captain Kenneth.
I think she likes fucking with Captain Kenneth, too. I think she likes fucking with him.
This is all. She likes fucking with everyone. That's her goal in life. Fuck everybody. Not the first way, but the second way.
Yeah.
But she's enjoying messing with people. Then we get a really good depiction of a person on the ground viewing a mobile suit fight.
Oh, no. The Messer attack on Davao is the best part of this movie. It's a long sequence. It moves around a lot, and it is almost entirely from the ground looking up. And it's like, hey, remember that opening bit at F91 where everything was terrifying? But more terrifying.
Right. And it literally reminded me of like a kaiju fight.
Oh,
just because you got these two big old things beating the crap, and you're just on the ground trying not to be crushed by falling debris and fire and all sorts of craziness.
Beam sabers flying everywhere. Running in directions. We see a beam rifle round take out, like a couple of street lamps, and there's just molten metal flying into things. It's so good. It's so good. And while this is going on, we also are introduced to, our other pal, Lane something? I am blanking on names. We are introduced to the Penelope attacking Lane Aim. His name is Lane Aim. Perfect Gundam name. So we have Lane Aim running the counteroffensive against two messers in the Penelope, which comes with a cool flight unit, which has just a really nice effect, this weird pulsating lighting effect for the Minovsky flight. And this eventually scares off the messers who were already running. But yeah, we get Hathaway and Gigi evacuated to a park. The Penelope lands. Kenneth is there. And Kenneth is a jackass to Lane. We don't know why Kenneth is being a jackass to Lane, but he is.
We're not going to mention Kenneth shows up on friggin' horseback with a whip.
Yeah, just, well.
And he's angry at people. He just.
Yeah, from here on, he is just all riding crop all the time.
Now listen to me. I want this, and I want that, and always slapping the hand. I don't know why.
Just pointing and smacking. Kenneth is chungus.
Meanwhile, Gigi's in the background looking at it and going, Anyway, moving on. Sorry, I couldn't resist.
But, Gigi was sleeping in the nudist and has spent the entire thing in a bathrobe.
And now she eventually gets some actual clothes. They were too big, whatever.
Yeah, so the next morning, we again, Kenneth is mean to Lane, tells him that it's like, oh yeah, I'll just hand over the Penelope to this guy, normal botanist, Hathaway Noah.
Yeah.
I will recruit him into the army, like every Earth Federation captain just can. I think Hathaway's 25. He can't just be shanghaied into service. You have to do that to 15-year-olds. Yeah. Kenneth, you have to find a 15-year-old to do this. You can't do it to a 25-year-old.
To be fair, Hathaway's like, hey! And Kenneth looks at him, gives a little wink. He's like, I know I'm not really going to do it. I'm just fucking with him. I'm trying to make my point. But yes, old Kenneth. But anyway, back to the Penelope. Charlie, shut up. I like that the Penelope, the way it moves, it's just so big and huge and massive, and it doesn't make any noise. It just makes this humming noise, and it slowly comes down and lands. Like, you can just tell, okay, this thing can maneuver much better than it looks. And we see that later, too.
Yeah. Next morning, everyone's having breakfast on base. Gigi has hit up, I guess, the PX and bought workout, like the whatever the base workout gear is, and I'm like, we see female officers on this base. There were probably joggers in her size, but no, she's wearing oversized and crop and cutting them to crop because Gigi likes to mess with people. I do not like Gigi. I do not like her.
She's a less annoying quest.
See, I think, she's more annoying because Gigi knows what she is doing. Quest doesn't know anything about anything and is running around bothering people. Gigi knows that she is bothering people. She is doing all of this on purpose, and it just don't like that everything revolves around her. I don't like that she's right. Don't like that she's right.
Like I said, she is the type of person, and we all have met one, who is good-looking, very attractive, and very friggin' smart. So she will manipulate anyone and everyone to get what they want because she's smarter than them. And it also has a very strong side benefit that she's extremely attractive.
We get a discussion about Kenneth renaming the unit here. He wants to call it Cersei. Cersei, of course, you know, a demigoddess from the Odyssey, because we have the Penelope. Penelope's also from the Odyssey. Cersei was known for turning men into pigs. They don't bring that up, though. This is, like, the conversation stops so that they can explain who Cersei was, and then they forget the part where she turns people into pigs. They skip the story. I know that this is Gundam, and they've met writers who use subtext, and they're all cowards. But, like, actually put the subtext in your text, you coward.
You gotta dig for a little something, dude. I mean, come on.
I know, but, like, if they're gonna stop and explain it. Explain it right, god damn it.
There's laying it on too thick, and then there's just being pandering. If you tell them, yeah, she turns men into pigs, now you're just pandering, okay? You've gone too far.
All right. So Hathaway finally is able to extricate himself from all this, and we get scenery porn. Just the best scenery porn. These animators got paid to go to the Philippines, and they took notes and photos, and we see a nice montage of Hathaway trying to get away from the Philippines. At the same time, Captain Kenny has dug some digging on Gigi, and Gigi is basically living on some rich guy's bank account. This rich guy is some European count. He's 85, and it's likely that Gigi has never actually been in a room with him. She has managed to just entirely catfish him. This relationship only happened on Space Instagram, but she's got a brand new apartment waiting for her in Hong Kong.
The end of Nicole Smith plan. Gotcha.
Yeah.
I believe it happens next that he starts working his way into space after meeting up with his buddies.
Yeah, he meets up with his buddies. They've got a submarine, and they're like, okay, the plan is There's a big Federation meeting in Australia. We're going to fuck with that meeting. That's our plan. We're terrorists. That's what we do. And the way to do this is to launch Hathaway back to space.
Where he just came from.
Where he was. Right. Yesterday.
So what we basically learn is, and he admits it, the whole reason he did this is he wanted to see the people he was going to plan to kill before he did it. I'm like, you don't have, I'm pretty sure these people are going to be on space C-SPAN. You could have seen them there.
Yeah, like what?
On a side note, all the people you're planning to kill, you saved when you killed the Mafti impersonators.
Maybe his on instinct plan was like, no, I'll tag the fake terrorists, get rid of Captain Kenny, and just vent these guys out the airlock. Maybe that's new plan. So he goes back to space so he can pick up a capsule that's in low orbit, totally idle, and you know, he puts one of his cohorts through forces them to re-experience some sort of unexplained trauma. Just unexplained trauma. She's having a panic attack. He's talking to Quess because he's psychotic. And then he hops in the Cassie and drops out of orbit. It's very dramatic. And then there is a very long fight between him and Lane. It's very dark. It's very dark, this fight. Before I complain about the fight, I should say that Kenneth tortured one of Hathaway's boys, one of the guys piloting a messer. He's literally like, yeah, we're stuffing you in a cockpit as a human shield because I am, we want you to root for Hathaway, the space genocider, so we have to make Kenneth just the worst.
He puts the human shield in the back seat of the Penelope, basically, and the pilot of Penelope is just like, I only did this because the captain ordered me to. Screw you. And he drops him out of the cockpit. And literally, then he goes up and makes the other assisting mobile suits like, no, don't intercept. Don't intercept. And he literally blocks them from firing. So Hathaway can grab his boy. And he does. In a very cool effort where he's skydiving into the Gundam. Like, that's got to be tricky. You got to match their speed and then slow it down just a little bit. Because if you slow it down too fast, he's going to come splatting into your cockpit. Literally. Yeah,
That you're gonna break some bones if nothing else.
Remember that's a digital screen in there. You're gonna have to get a squeegee out and everything. It's not gonna end well.
Just pressure wash it.
It's gonna be that ketchup thing from G-Witch all over again. But anyway.
Yeah.
But no, the Penelope. I mean, two interesting things happened. There are two quotes I wrote down. First is from Hathaway when he says, "I'll cut them off." All those relationships where he's basically saying, okay, Gigi, my friends, my family, my dad, I'm cutting everybody off. I'm now a different person, which always works well in Gundam.
Yeah, just great. Mass.
that always ends up in a good place.
Yeah. Masks make men cruel.
Yes. And lastly, the line coming from Amuro himself, we see I don't know if it's flashback. Because they wind back everything, like a quick flashing, my life flashing before my eyes. They rewind the whole movie, go all the way back to Char's counterattack, and you see Amuro floating in space inside the big green happiness love field, whatever thing.
Yeah, the new type of big rock. New type fancy land.
Right, and you hear Amuro say, the Grim Reaper won't show up for when you're ready, Hathaway. And Hathaway heard this because he goes, I know, damn it. Like, he's got a point. You might die tomorrow. You might die next week. All your big, fancy plans are going to mean a hill of crap if you die tomorrow.
And so we get the fight between the Penelope and the Cassie, and it's dark. It's just dark. It's not that it's... And there are parts where it's clearly like, oh, it's dark on purpose. We're playing with who can see who and who can see what. And there's a bit of, like... There's a bit of, like, submarine movie moments where they're shooting stuff at each other with relative obscurity. And then sometimes it's just dark for no reason. Sometimes they're just like, no, the animators are shooting this. The color correction team dialed the black up too high.
I'm not as critical of that as you are. Charlie, stop chewing on my arm now. Anyway, I'm gonna sit here and pet him as he interrupts the show. Good job. Have fun editing this out, by the way.
It'll be fine.
Charlie, get. Go on, get. Anyway, what was I saying? Right. I don't have as much criticism of this fight as you did. I like the nighttime setting. I like that you couldn't tell what was going on. I also like the way they proposition these kids. Penelope is basically a flying dragon. I mean, it's super maneuver. It's not incredibly fast, but it can turn on a dime, especially for how big it is. And the opposite is the Kazee Gundam. Like, looks kind of maneuverable, but holy crap, is it fast! I mean, it's a laser beam across the battlefield. And Aang, like, the final shot comes down, and he just trying to determine where he's going to be and firing blind, and he hits him. You see the explosion. They got him. Goes up to inspect the wreckage. There's nothing there. Kazee unleashes hell, and the Penelope can't get away fast enough and gets shot down. We later learn that he did hit him, but he hit his gun, which he let go of right before it blew. So the beam rifle is kablooey. Along with all the spare parts of the sea are now at the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah, just ditched everything to do it. We Hathaway rendezvous with the boys, and they're like, hey, man, I did what I could. We get an appearance of the manual. The manual returns. I don't think we've seen the manual for a Gundam since Turn A.
Yes, we get the manual back. Is the manual actually on paper, or is it a tablet this time?
No, it's a tablet. It is a tablet.
Okay, good. So that's a big-ass binder with 300,000 pages. Well, it's kind of insane. I got a chance to see when I was a kid. My dad worked for Boeing, and he showed me the manual, the operator's manual, for the AV-8 Harrier.
Yeah.
It was two thick binders, like War and Peace style, two of them. I'm like, so who has to read this? Everyone who operates the machine or services it. Which parts? All of it.
Yeah.
I'm like, holy crap. So if you pilot it, you got to read the whole thing. If you service the tires, you got to read the whole thing.
The pride of the U.S. Air Force. The English main carrier.
American made area.
Okay, UK designed. UK designed.
My dad calls that thing his baby. So technically, that is my brother.
Okay.
There are several scale models of thing in his room.
Yeah.
Charlie, stop.
And we also learn that Hathaway has a girlfriend. A redhead, because it's always a redhead, Tamino. Always.
Yeah.
Always with you.
And it's the tomboy redhead, too. Like, that is, just admit it, tomboy. That's your lane.
You've got a type, Yoshi. I don't blame you. Everyone's got one.
Everyone's got a type. Everyone. For my dog, it's a squeaky toy. But everyone's got a type. Everyone's got something they really, really enjoy. And for Tamino, it just happens to be the redhead, bob cut, tomboy type.
Yep.
Whatever floats your boat, boy.
Yeah. We see that Gigi has told Kenneth that she's going to stick around in Davao for a few days. And that's the credits. We get the song. I like the end song. It's a bit of a jam.
But yeah, I was hoping that we'd get a quick sequel.
Nah.
And maybe we were going to before pandemic, in which case now forget that. Maybe 2025 if we're lucky.
Yeah. The operating timetable to get it all out,
Didn't they say at the beginning this is going to be a 3-movie treatment?
They want to do 3 movies. They have also said that the script for 2 has been approved, so they can. So whatever the next step is for them, they're there.
Yeah. Well, I think the original release date or release plan was somewhere in 2023. That was before the pandemic. And they're like, yeah, that's not happening. We're not quite sure when, but not 2023.
Where we are, it's out. Well, details when we have details. Again, I can't speak to what the TV recuts did. I will say, liked it pretty well the first time. Watching it again, still enjoy it.
Why was the pilot of Penelope kept calling the Xe a copy Gundam or a fake Gundam? Like, from what we've understood, the go ahead.
Well, I would say it's because like only the Federation flies Gundams. Please disregard Ayug.
Right, like
New decides
no.
to disregard.
From basically what we found out is the only thing that makes a Gundam is the face.
Well, I think it's all marketing. It's all marketing. It's all marketing. The Sinanju was a Gundam until they put a red mono eye on it when they sold it to Full Frontal, right?
Right. Yeah. If you can put a Gundam face on a ball and call it the B Gundam, rules don't apply anymore.
It counts. It's all marketing. It's all marketing. This guy, Lane, is just insecure, and he works for Kenneth, so it makes perfect sense. Kenneth is making him less secure as a management tactic. If your boss treats you like Kenneth, you should quit.
I can't wait till Bright Noah shows up to start fixing this mess.
Here's the question, though. Will Bright have his mustache? Will we get Mustache Bright?
Yes, we'll get Mustache Bright.
He should have had a mustache Bright, in Unicorn, and he didn't.
Thank God. I hate the mustache. But yeah, I hope they don't do Mustache Bright, because he looks like an idiot, Mustache Bright. He looks like he should be selling me ice cream at a store or something.
All right. I'm very sorry for all the squeaking, folks, but I think we're going to call it a night, and we are going to call it a night by mentioning that, hey, we are brought to you by the RightStuff.com presents, still in stock, still available to buy right this second, the Xe Gundam versus Penelope Funnel Missile Effect High-Grade UC Kit Combo Pack. That is a high-grade UC Xe Gundam. It is a high-grade UC Penelope. That is an action base. That is another action base. That is all these nice little funky yellow pieces so that you can recreate the fight from the end, but see it. But you can see it because it's on your shelf. And the box art is very good. All right. And again, that is the link in the description so that Right Stuff knows to give me $4 if you buy it.
Hey, I'll take $4 over zero.
$4 is $4. And again, the audio version of this episode will go out on Monday. It'll be cleaned up. Sounds smarter. Sounds better. It'll have the feed. Our episodes. The feed also has all of our episodes recapping The Witch from Mercury. And we are going to continue to fill time the way Bandai is, so that in a month we will talk about We're going to be talking about T-Bolt, revisiting T-Bolt 1, because that's what they're airing next.
Good. I enjoyed T-Bolt. I'm looking forward to talking about that one.
Yeah.
Even if I did pay way too much friggin' money for the Blu-ray. Have a good one. Say bye, Charlie.
You've been listening to the audio version of the recap from Mercury. It's also available live on Jetman025's YouTube channel. Feel free to join us on any of our recordings in the chat. Otherwise, I'd thank you to leave a rating, a comment, or a review wherever you found it. Share it if you'd like as well. The music in this episode is by Punk Rock Opera. Check them out on Bandcamp. Until next time, have a good one.